Phillips' clarion call for perfection of play was not confined to Lexington, as his troops discovered when they boarded a train for the first road trip of the season, learning a philosophy of life that would win the Cats laurels both on and off the court.
I'll never forget that. We went down to Southern Depot, and we got down there, and here a bunch of the boys showed up, and some of the boys had sweatshirts and knickers. I said, boys, I says, what in the name of the Lord are you guys showing up here for in clothes like that? I says, I'm taking around a bunch of university students, not a bunch of bums. I says, I'm not packing around a bunch of bums. I'm packing around the finest boys from a fine university. Now, I says, you got time to go home and get your clothes on. I says, I want you to go home. I want you to get on a shirt, and I want you to get on a tie and a coat, and I want you to get back here. I said, this train's 10 minutes late anyway. And I says, you get out of these knickers and that darn fool stuff, and let's get some class to this organization. When we get off of that train, I said, I want you to look like something. I said, this sloppy business isn't going to get by as long as I'm coaching this team. And I have letters on letters from these motels that tell us that we conduct ourselves in a more gentlemanly fashion than any team in the Southeastern Conference. And I certainly am proud of that. And I'd rather have that said about us than the fact that we won a basketball game.